Live from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
We spending?
It's looking better. It's looking better. So we've got a couple of bits of economic data to add to the rich tapestry of the economic settings in New Zealand at the moment. Of course, retail in Auckland is open today. Now, some people will be very excited by this, some more than others, but irrespective of whether you're a shopper or not, a huge sigh of relief from the retailers themselves. They finally get to try and salvage something from a disrupted 2021. So in that vein, yes, what happened with card spending in October? This was released by Stats New Zealand yesterday. So we see how we went last month before everybody breaks out the plastic in Auckland today. So New Zealanders spent $645 million more in October than they did in September. So that's a 9.5% gain. So in seasonally adjusted terms, retail electronic card spending increased by 10.1%. So what we saw, Mike, was spending fell in August and September, and it's now working its way back towards those pre-lockdown levels. Of course, you've got to go back to July to get sort of some clean data. Now, that increase in October is the largest we've seen since June 2020, when we were coming out of the 2020 lockdown. Now, of course, in October, large parts of New Zealand were out of lockdown and retail was operating unhindered. Total spending was a seasonally adjusted $7.4 billion. Now, the big increase was in retail spending on durables in October. That's non-essential items such as furniture, hardware and appliances. So think air fryers here, Mike. A slight dip in grocery spending, which was quite interesting. So perhaps everyone in Auckland, everyone outside of Auckland just got up and went out for dinner. Wouldn't that be a novelty, Mike? Remember restaurants?
I remember restaurants.
Yeah, remember those? Anyway, November, we moved to open retail in Auckland. That should provide a pretty significant boost to November spending. The lack of hospo, though, which we just referred to, that's still putting a brake on what would be normal spending. We'll have to wait until, I suspect, 2022 to see a full recovery. But so the big question remains, Mike, some of these expected headwinds that we're going to see in 2022, once the euphoric feeling of being released wears off after Christmas. So does sort of falling consumer confidence or the net result of shipping disruptions, stock shortages, rising prices, less disposable income for mortgage holders, do all of those things put together, do they sort of do some of the work for the Reserve Bank? Do they dampen demand and pull inflation back? We've got to wait and see. So that's the shopping story. That's the spending story, Mike.
What about the trachometer?
Oh, the old trachometer. Well, the light traffic index was down 6.4%. The heavy was up 1%. In the short term, though, ANZ says this is the ANZ trachometer, says those regional distortions at the moment mean that trachometer indexes are unlikely to be a reliable indicator for GDP. So your heavy traffic, that was crossing the Auckland border, but of course light traffic wasn't. And so we're not really going to be able to use those indexes until after the hard border is dropped, which hopefully is in sometime in December, Mike.
Okay, quick, I'm saying December 17. I mean, am I right or am I right? Think about it. Why would the government insure large events of 5,000 plus unless they thought they were going ahead? And to go ahead, you've got to be in green, don't you?
That's right. Well, also, I note yesterday Air New Zealand have increased a lot of their flights from December the 5th.
Exactly.
So I think if you put a range between December the 5th and mid-December, that's probably not a bad guess.
Why aren't you and I running the country?
Well, easy, eh?
I mean,
easy.
It's, I mean,
we're in Auckland.
Just like that. Give me some numbers.
Numbers, right. What are we doing? Dow Jones, 36,215, down 216 points, about 0.6%. The S&P 500, 4671, it's down 30. And the NASDAQ, 15,885, down 96. So the US market's a little bit weaker. Overnight, the FTSE 100, down 26, 7274. The Nikkei lost 0.75%, 29,285. The Shanghai Composite gained 8. 3507. The ASX 200 down 18, 7434. And the NZX 50, actually, we had a green day, up 49 points, 13,090. On the currencies, Kiwi 0.7120 against the US, stronger against the Aussie, 0.9663, 0.6144 euro, 0.5255 pounds, 80.37 against the Japanese yen, gold $1,828.40, and Brent crude $83.71.
Have a good one, mate. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher, JMIWealth.co.nz.